Back here on the Refs Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We're tapping into the Brinker's Jewelers Hotline. The head coach of UE Women's Soccer, Chris Fowle, and one of his stars, Ella Hamner, a Memorial graduate and Evansville native, and making some noise in the city as well. The Aces just knocked off Purdue, the first win against a Power 4 team since 2008. Both of you really appreciate the time. I'll start with you, Coach. How does it feel to be the architect of an upset like this?
It's great. We've worked really hard. We've been doing this every year. We try to play a big team. And the big reason is we get an NCAA tournament, and when we do, we're going to play somebody like this in the first round. So I think it's important that we face them each year. I think our players enjoy it better. It's usually a great atmosphere. I thought we struggled last year with IU and Louisville, and so to come back this year and really play, I thought, a very good, solid team or game and a really good game plan. And to get the result just speaks volumes of what these players have been able to do this year.
Ella, obviously for you, I'd imagine it would mean a little bit more. Just being a local kid, it doesn't get more local than Memorial into Evansville, just going down the road to play your college soccer. And now you're a big part of one of the biggest wins in program history, scoring a goal about 10, 11 minutes into the second half to equalize this game. How does it feel to be a big part of a big game?
It was a great feeling. I think just being able to feel the energy and knowing we were going to have a big crowd and kind of coming in being the underdogs, I think made us play as good as we did, not expecting anything, but just knowing that if we came out and played the way we did, we could get this result. And then finally, being up 2-1 and then finishing out and winning the game, I think just gives us confidence going into Sunday's game and then just for the rest of the season, knowing that we can play like that every game.
And I'll ask you about Sunday's game in a moment, but you know, I want to break down this play with you, if you're cool. Take me through the progression of the play. I know that the assist came from yet another Evansville native in Taylor Johnson. You've known her for quite a while at this point, so I'm sure your chemistry is really, really good on and off the field. Take me through the progression of the play, the feed you got from Taylor.
Yeah, someone played her ball, and she kind of took off the other defenders. And I was kind of just slowly running up, and then I realized I didn't have a mark. Like, no one was anywhere near me. So I got into the box, and she had crossed it, and then it popped back out. So I was literally wide open. So I was yelling for it. She played me a perfect ball, and I was able to just run up and see that there was a clear shot from where I was, and luckily it went in.
Yeah, I would say, things worked out after the feed and you'd taken care of the rest. Again, in the 56th minute of the game, the equalizer en route to a 2-1 win against Purdue. UE Women's Soccer, their first Power 4 win since 2008. Coach, let's go back to you on this one. You guys were trailing 1-0 at the half. What was your message to the group? Because, you know, like I said, it only took about 10 or 11 minutes to equalize this game into the second half. Not too long, not too shabby. The comeback pretty instant after that halftime speech. What was the message in the locker room?
To be honest with you, it was just to have fun. I thought we did a really good job of the first 10 minutes and playing, and then I think the adrenaline wore off and our legs kind of went from under us, and we weathered the storm and we did what we needed to do. We gave up a free kick goal, but we were only down 1-0. But I think because we created some chances, I told them at halftime, enjoy the environment, don't run from it, have fun. It's a great night, and they just came out on fire. And then really I thought, you know, the first 20 minutes and getting those two chances and scoring, and Brooklyn had a chance on a breakaway that hit the post with a wide-open goal to go up 3-0 or 3-1. But it came from the players, and, you know, we talk about it all the time. We finally have a really good group of juniors and seniors that have been here for a while and understand the environment and what needs to be done, and they took hold of it, and it was just fun to watch and a great second half for us.
Yeah, Coach, I was talking about Ella's goal in the 56th minute to equalize the game. Well, it was only, what, 1 or 2 minutes later that Taylor Wuerer ended up scoring the go-ahead goal. And that was an interesting kind of moment in the game, because in that 5 or 10 minute stretch, you had two goals, both for UE, a yellow card for both sides. Take me through what was happening, at least from your vantage point on the sideline, when, let's call it what it is, craziness ensued en route to you guys getting this win.
Yeah, I think we got on the front foot, and to be honest with you, I think TJ really kind of put him back on her heels a little bit. She kept getting in behind. I think she's the one that got the yellow, drew the yellow card. The back had to take her down, and you know, that's what's great about TJ this year. She's really stepped up a level, and being a junior, I think the game slowed up for a little bit. I think Purdue was caught off guard, you know, to be honest with you. So I think that's where the craziness came about. Of all of a sudden, you know, Evansville started getting on top of them. They weren't ready for it. They were scrambling a little bit. And, you know, again, I think because we were able to finish those two goals, really helped out in that little bit of a spurt. And that's the difference from last year to this year. We'd have those moments, but we just never capitalized on them, and it came back and bit us. This year, you know, Ella talked about it. Not only did we score, but I thought it was good going up 2-1, and then the last 20 minutes of having to deal with a really good Purdue team that kind of bunkered in. And the big thing I said after the game was our keep only had to make 3 saves in the second half.
Yeah.
So that's a credit to our team and defensive shape and not panicking this year.
Now, Coach, I'm glad you mentioned the keeper, because you actually had two of them, and both played extremely well. Granted, there was more volume in the first half, but when you look at the actual team statistics, take away the actual score of the game, Purdue had 22 shots, you guys only had 8, and you look at the shots on goal, 8 saves made by the Aces, only 2 saves actually made by the Boilermakers, then again, 2 shots went through. So the goalies certainly had plenty of volume, and it was interesting because, again, you had 2 of them in goal. How do you feel that the goalkeeping position battle has shaped so far, and what does it say about your positional depth that you were able to get this kind of production out of a split pair?
Yeah, Elka, I agree with you, and I think, you know, Elka and Allie for the last year or so has really trained hard. You know, we've had a really phenomenal goalkeeper the last couple of years in Maya Danik, and they've worked hard to get to this position. They've had a great preseason. Both came extremely fit. And, you know, Elka came up with a big save, came down a little bit hard and awkward. So it was a little bit banged up and hurt. And so to be able to have the confidence of what Allie's been able to do in preseason. St. Louis, she played lights out in the second half, so that gave us a lot of confidence of, like, you know, okay, Elka's beat up. I don't know if she can go back in the second half. And I think that gave the team confidence that Allie's done this before. So, you know, I think not only in our goalkeeper situation, but I think we used 18 and 19 players last night against Purdue. We've never been able to do that with a Power Four school. So it just speaks volumes of the players that we're kind of getting in at this program and the depth that we have this year.
Chris Fowl, the head coach for UE Women's Soccer, with Ella Hamner, one of the two goal scorers for the Aces en route to a 2-1 upset victory against Purdue at the Kutch on Thursday night, and the first Power Four win for the program since 2008. The Aces back in action on Sunday at 2 o'clock. It is alumni weekend, so head on down to the east side and celebrate the past and present players for both UE men's and women's soccer. Hey, both of you, really, really appreciate the time. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you so much.
All right, with that, we take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.